Here today is top stories. Former Speaker of the House Denny Hastert is said to be recovering from a stroke. Of course, Hastert is awaiting sentencing after pleading guilty for essentially using hush money to cover up indiscretions in his past. The big story here is that the stroke happened at the beginning of November. But Denny Hastert had a stroke, had surgeries, had sepsis, was in the hospital for a month, and we're just finding out about it in the middle of December, a month and a half. Man, that's good PR. He's got good PR. He's paying for it, I'll bet. Bernie Sanders announced that he has hit the 2 million mark when it comes to campaign donations. That's the most donations in the quickest amount of time in history. Faster than Obama. That should be his campaign slogan. Faster than Obama. It's like he's the old Superman. It's faster than Obama. Each person gave 35 cents, so I wouldn't call it a victory just yet. He's got about $375,000. But go Bernie. Cook County commissioners voted to ask Cook County State's Attorney Anita Alvarez to appear in front of them. That's what they did with their time yesterday. Great. I don't know about you, but that was my Christmas wish, Pete. That was to get a non-binding hearing on the books where 12 non-essential commissioners interview the state's attorney. Ah, it'd be like a Christmas dream. That or a Wii U. Like a Mario Kart would be nice. Well, either one. You know, there's nothing worse than realizing that the people that are in charge of the needed reform need to be reformed, too. Let that sink in. Martin Shkreli was arrested today, and the internet laughed and laughed, continues to laugh, like we have a stake in it. Good. You got arrested for something financial. Shkreli, of course, is the man who upped the price on the AIDS pill. So, you know what? Karma. Hey, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced its inductees today. Chicago, Cheap Trick, and NWA lead the pack. Huge for Chicago. Huge for this city. It's hard to do this bit because when I say Chicago, I don't mean the band, I mean the city. So huge for this municipality. Wait, do they still do the mashups? Remember when the Hall of Fame would do the mashups where two of the bands would be like, hey, Public Enemy and Santana, we're going to do a thing. I hope they do. I hope it's Chicago and NWA. It'd be like, if you see me walking by with the tears all in my eyes, look away, baby, look away, motherfucker. Terrible. All right. I just needed an excuse to beep. I've been looking to beep on the carryout, so thank you for that. In weather, baby, it's cold outside. It really is. It's so cold it reminds me of my favorite Christmas song / sexual assault tale. I don't know if you... In sports, the Hawks play the Oilers tonight. Patrick Kane's trying to continue his scoring streak at one. Trying to get one. In football, the Bears prepare for the Vikings on Sunday. No word on whether or not Nanny McPhee will play, but you know what? Who cares? There's nothing worse than a Bears game against the Vikings in December when it doesn't count. It screams Wanstead. Doesn't it scream Geron, where we'd have to go up to the Metrodome and play week 16, and you're like, why even play this game? Why even play this game? I hope we get a good look at the fifth string corner. And in baseball, it's December. I mean, seriously, we're going to have one glass of eggnog and pitchers and catchers are going to report. Can we just take a break on baseball? And finally, Star Wars. Star Wars starts tonight, and we are placing bets on how long it's going to take until the DVD Blu-ray commercials begin. I say next Thursday. Own it on Blu-ray. That's the carryout for December 17, 2015. Hey, candy canes for everyone. And not the normal ones either. We're talking about the fruity ones. You know, the real sticky? Yeah, because we're different.